Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the eve of Easter, March 30th, 2024, entitled Rejoice, Heavenly Powers. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn Radio, or Podcatcher podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, the historical associations between baptism and the celebration of Christ's resurrection, especially at the great vigil of Easter, are by no means accidental. In Christian churches for centuries, as the shadows of sunset were turning into darkness, late in the day on Holy Saturday, the new fire signaled that something was up. The Christ candle, having been laid to rest for 3 days, would once again carry light into the still darkened church. And since the 4th or 5th centuries, the minimal candlelight partnered with the ancient hymn Exultet, translated Rejoice, was in many places the first Easter proclamation. Rejoice, heavenly powers. Sing, choirs of angels. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen. So the vigil in symbol marks our passage from darkness into light. Christians have long regarded the outward sign of baptism to do the same. The water of Christian baptism reminds us that God's people have been saved through water not once, but multiple times. From the chaos of the deep came the moving creatures at the beginning at creation. The great ark saved Noah and his family with pending extinction in a world where the right people had gone terribly wrong. The Hebrews were saved through the Red Sea as they came out of Egyptian slavery. Through water, we are baptized and begin our own journey through the Christian life. The news of the Easter gospel dispels the darkness of this night. So tonight is about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. All time is held in the hands of God. All time belongs to Him, says the prayer at the Easter candle when it's prepared. Now, unfortunately, this evening, Nate and Ivy Parsons, having been prepared for baptism, have needed to postpone that event because of an unexpected family circumstance. But we are happy to have them here with us tonight. And we'll get to their baptism eventually. So I might ask you to pray for their grandmother and their mom, Susan, who is in Halifax with her. There'll be a slight change in the order of service then. In a moment, we'll still pray for all who are preparing and who are being baptized throughout the world this night. And we'll then renew the promises of our own baptism at the font. And it's interesting, you know, that during the preparation with Ivy and Nate at their baptism preparation, we talked about the big picture of the Christian story that we all join in on when we become members of Christ at baptism. The Vigil of Easter names the Alpha and the Omega, all time. So into view tonight comes the whole of salvation history, from the chaos of creation through the life, death, and resurrection of God's Son to the end of time. Regardless of when we join that parade through time, our destination is the same. We are all walking toward the light. We'll make our way through our various winding pathways, led, we pray, by the light of Christ and His Spirit, who, by resurrection, opens for us a gate into life with God forever. Rejoice, O heavenly powers. Sing, choirs of angels. Exalt all creation around God's throne. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen. Sound the trumpet of salvation. Heavenly Father, accept this Easter candle. May it always dispel the darkness of this night.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.